Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For the rest of my life, I want to talk to young people about their future. And whatever their race, whatever their religion, whatever their sex, I want to hear some of them say what I say with joy and reverence tonight. I want to be President of the United States. Thank you.
All right, that was Walter Mondale accepting the Democratic bid at the 1984 in San Francisco. Welcome back to the Morning News with Dave Lee. Henry Lake in for Dave Lee this Tuesday morning. The sad news that Minnesota's political icon and a political giant, Walter Mondale, passed away yesterday at the age of 93. And joining us now here on the show is Senator Amy Klobuchar. Good morning, Senator.
Well, hi, Henry. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure to have you on. When I say the name Walter Mondale, what's the first thing that comes into your mind?
Leader, mentor. He literally gave me my first job in politics. I was an intern in college, and I thought I was going to go to Washington and write all these big policy papers. And he had me do the furniture inventory for him and all his staff. I would literally write down the serial numbers on every lamp, chair, and table in the vice president's office. It took weeks, and I learned two lessons, Henry. One was Vice President Mondale was honest. Nothing was missing. And secondly, always take your first job seriously, because thanks to him, that was my first job in Washington, and this is my second. He, as that clip you played, really showed to me not just how he was as a leader. I mean, we saw him negotiate on the world stage. We were proud that he passed landmark civil rights legislation, but it was also what he did when he came home. He lost. And he could have just crawled under a desk or just spent his time on his own. But what did he do? He showed us how to be a husband and a dad to Joan and Eleanor, both who had really, really heartbreaking diseases, and he was there at their side. He showed us how to handle things when you lose a job or things take a turn by his humbleness, his good humor. He went from, you know, being the ambassador to Japan to talking to people at Lund's about the Mideast when they'd ask him a question in the grocery store line. And he seemed equally happy in both places. So, you know, I just think that kind of leadership and that dignity and decency is something we need more of in our politics.
Yeah, Senator, I agree with you. You know, that is very inspiring when a person suffers a political defeat like that or any type of challenge in life and you look to overcome that challenge. So that's absolutely, I agree with you 100% on that. What would you say is your fondest memory of Walter Mondale, the politician?
Well, they're personal memories, of course. There was the time at the Democratic Convention in Boston way back when John Kerry was a nominee. It was my first big national speech. And he said to me, you know what? I don't trust the teleprompter. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, that's what got screwed up when Carter was giving his speech way back and said Hubert Horatio Hornblower by mistake. It was a teleprompter. And I thought to myself, okay, these are modern days. He said, memorize it. So there I am the next day standing on the national stage. He's in the front row with the Minnesota delegation Leahy speaking before me, the teleprompter goes dark. It stops working. And as I'm standing up there having memorized my speech, Mondale gives me this incredibly knowing nod. And I look back and smile, and I went back to that podium, and I never looked at the teleprompter once. I looked at the crowd, and it went great. And, you know, those kinds of stories, I'm not the only one that has them. He was always giving good advice with a very low-key, understated way. And I think the other thing about him is he was ahead of his time all the time on child policy, on civil rights, on making sure there's oversight of surveillance, on making sure people have a right to counsel when they get charged with a criminal offense. He, as a young attorney general, led all the attorney generals across the country in asking for that. So it was a life well lived.
That was quite the story there, because once you were able to pull that off and he looked at you and gave you that nod, that's a nod of approval. So that's pretty impressive there, Senator. We're talking to Senator Amy Klobuchar here on the Morning News with Dave Lee, Henry Lake in for Dave Lee. I guess in closing, Senator, what would be his everlasting legacy?
Well, it's that decency and dignity that we cry for so much right now. It's the words that were on the wall of the Carter Museum in Atlanta that I wrote down and put in my purse when I visited there. It was his words looking back at their 4 years after they'd lost. And he said this. He said, "We told the truth. We obeyed the law. We kept the peace." We told the truth. We obeyed the law. We kept the peace. That is truly the minimum we should expect from our public servants. And from Walter Mondale, we got that and so much more.
Senator, I appreciate your time this Tuesday morning. Take care, and we will talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Henry. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Senator Amy Klobuchar joining us here on the Morning News with Dave Lee.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.